Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 47 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. You know, when I'm recording this podcast, it's Friday. What is there about Friday that makes everything just seem like it's that much better? It's, you know, you're still working on a Friday, and it's not the weekend that's here, but boy, Fridays just always feel so optimistic and so great. So I hope everything's going great for you. I have five sites today that I'm going to talk about, and one of those I am phenomenally excited about and absolutely love, so I can't wait to share it with you. We're going to talk about Quizzer, iPicky, Big Huge Labs, WeVideo, and Erasma. So let's get started. Quizzer, that's spelled Q-Z-Z-R, is found at https://www.qzzr.com. Quizzer is a great way that you can make online embeddable quizzes. This is great because you're able to go in with this and you are able to create quizzes, that short quizzes that people can go right to your website on. They can click on, they can send you information, and you can see those results quickly and easily. I couldn't believe how easy it was to be able to create these. And I'm really glad that I stumbled on this because it just really provided a lot of great information about how to be able to create an online quiz that's different than others. You've probably seen them before. If you ever go into your social networking and somebody's ever had a little short quiz there where you can answer some questions, it may have very easily have been it could have been made with Quizzer, and it's used all over the place. It's super simple to create quizzes on. They do have a quick video that'll show you what you can do with it. They even help you get started on creating your very first quiz. There is some pricing that goes along if you want to have some extra features, but the free version is a great way to get started. So you've got to check it out. I give Quizzer 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. iPicky, it's spelled I-P-I-C-C-Y, is available at iPicky.com. And this is a way that you're able to use quickly and easily a photo editing program that's online. You don't have to have any real skills with this. All you do is create an account, which is really easy to be able to do, go into the site then, upload your photo, and then you have a wide array of different tools that will be able to help you make that photo a better looking photo. You can fix those photos in just one click, literally. There's very easy cropping, resizing, and rotating features. There's fast exposure, and there's color fixes. There's even some kind of professional touch-up tools. There's a basic and advanced option once you get into it that you can choose from, along with adjustments. But for instance, there's fix image, resize image, crop your picture that you have. You can rotate and flip exposure, colors, hue and saturation, and sharpen. I took a photo that I had that wasn't a very good quality photo. I brought it in and it really sharpened up the photo for me. So I had a better looking photo than what I had before, and it made the colors better. It's not going to be able to do the same thing as what Photoshop can do for those of you who use Photoshop, but iPicky is a really quick, down and dirty program that you're able to use to be able to adjust some of those photos that maybe you want to make just a little bit better. I give iPicky 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Big Huge Labs is available at bighugelabs.com, and it provides you with a variety of different things that you can do on your computer. This would be a site that your students could have a lot of fun at. You can create a trading card with your best friend's image on or your image on. There's a map maker on there. There's a photo booth where you can create vintage photo booth strips. I really like it. It was pretty nice. You can have one of those pop art posters, kind of like the Andy Warhol poster with soup cans. Awesome for that. You can create your own customized jigsaw puzzle from photographs that you have. You can create a magazine cover, which is really a cool thing to do. Or you can make a movie poster. Or you can make a motivational poster if you would like. There isn't anything fancy about this. It isn't going to do the high-end work that you'd maybe want to do, but it is a really great creativity tool that you could use with your students for specific projects or just to help enhance their creativity in your classroom. Big Huge Labs, definitely a site you would want to check out if you're into having a little bit of a creative flair inside of your classroom. I give Big Huge Labs 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. WeVideo is a great site that you can go to where you can upload your videos and you can do some very basic editing of those videos. A lot of times people don't want to spend a lot of time doing things with their videos where they're doing all that editing with it. This is just a real quick and dirty way to be able to edit those videos. There's nothing outstanding about the site other than it's a great way to be able to edit the videos. You can find it at https://www.wevideo.com. I've used it. It's great. There is a pricing structure with it. You can't do a lot in a month, but you'd know within the first time you've ever edited any of your videos if this is the site for you. I give WeVideo 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. A site that I am super, super excited to share with you is called Aurasma. That's spelled Aurasma. It's available at https://www.aurasma.com. This site is just way too much fun. You can go in and you can create an interactive image inside of Aurasma. Disney theme parks have used this, for example, where you hold up your cell phone over an image or a poster that's displayed on a wall, and all of a sudden content will come out of that poster. It's really, really simple to use. Takes a little bit of organizational skills to do, but this would be a great tool for educators to use in their classroom. For instance, the teacher can have a photo of him or herself. When students would use their cell phones and hover over the photo of that teacher, the teacher could all of a sudden come out of that picture and start talking to the students. Think what you could do with that. Think how you could use that for helping students study for a research paper or some type of an assessment that they're going to be taking. This is great. I was picturing it as students would be able to create a research project. They could use Aurasma, and when the teacher or the other students would hover over a certain portion of their project, all of a sudden a video could come out of the image. Think how awesome that would be. Or the students could all of a sudden come out of the image and start talking about what they were doing in their project. The possibilities are just simply endless with this. And as some of the demonstration items inside of it showed, you could have a t-shirt with the design on the t-shirt. And when you would hold your camera up with the Aurasma app on it, you would be able to see a video or see images coming out of that t-shirt. This is truly amazing. You've got to check this one out. I give Aurasma a rousing 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I'd even go higher with it if I could. And I haven't said that about too many sites we visited. Thanks so much, everybody, for being a part of Tech Tips Today with Jim on this Friday, if you're listening to it on a Friday. I hope you have a fantastic weekend or a fantastic week. Take care, love life, and be careful. Bye, everybody.